So let's get... You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Taps, Freeform Radio. I am your host, Ryan Berlinite, the Boston Medium.
Boston. Right?
Ew. Can I just say, ew?
She means that in the most lovingly way for her hometown, Boston.
It's called self-hate. Just kidding.
Everyone hates themselves. Wait, this is not what this show is about. What's happening?
Stay tuned. Cutting off. I just did the delete button.
We're gonna have a delete moment every show.
Have a delete moment. Delete. So let's go with the drumming. I don't have any background music, but that's great.
I can do some background with my mouth. Beatbox.
Is it? Let me see.
Because my mouth can only do that for so long. I'm not sure why I even tried that, but
cool.
Thanks for inviting
me
to
so
do something
fun.
Different.
That was fun. I love it.
See? You just try it and you do it.
That's what this is about. It's about creativity and spontaneity. I mean, that's really...
I can
where
sing
else
and
can
beatbox
we?
Yeah. At the same time. You want to
do
that?
It.
Okay, ready? I can't believe Mariah's letting me do this.
Fun. I love it.
Yay. Fun.
That's so much. See, this is what this is about, though.
I wish I had
It's about spontaneity, having fun, creating music, doing whatever, because that's what spirit is.
Yeah.
That's what
Thanks,
spirit. All wants us to do is to break out a musical song. I loved it. Should record that. right, well, that was the shamanic journey. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to do really, it's going to be very, very brief right now. What? I'm serious. I just want to listen to some more of this hub jump dump da 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 da
ba ba leap da boop ba oop da boop da boop da. I think everyone else wants to hear it too.
I really need some healing though, so let's do this.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what you saw. I keep seeing penguins and puffins, which is really interesting. I don't know if, did you see a spirit animal, spirit guide, where you at? Did you see anything?
I was lost in a vision, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I saw a Bob Ross when I used to paint mountains. So I saw the Mount Shasta mountains, and then I saw Bob Ross, and then I saw myself as a little girl paint mountains.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, that was a quick one. Wow. It was just like brought me way back. Maybe I should paint. Time to paint the mountains again. Yeah.
I love it. Amazing.
Thank you. Let's get that was really a powerful little.
See, it does a lot. It does a lot. Drumming, even little bits. It's all healing. All right. Let's get into it with some music. We'll be back with some spiritual messages at the end of the show. But, you know, we'll be in and out. We'll be in and out talking about, you know, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
Never blue, always going, don't know where, always showing, but I don't care, don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile, all alone, running wild. The sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing, be happy again, and keep on smiling. 'Cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Thank you. Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
So have you ever watched The Magic School Bus?
I think when you were little, I walked in a room while you were watching it, maybe, and turned around and left.
So do you want to know why you turned around and left?
Tell me.
Because they had episodes, like, it was hard. It was so cringe. They would take, so it's like, okay, what Barty part are we going to go in today? They literally an episode. Mm-hmm. They went into a butthole. So the whole episode was going through a butthole and going through, okay, so what's this? Oh my God, that's what comes out. Da, 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 da. So it was like educational. It was like science and fun, and it's hilarious.
I think I was thinking, no one has time for this.
Yeah, and that's probably why you left. And Miss Frizzle, she was just crazy. She was a crazy teacher, but
science
they needed
teacher.
It. Yeah, crazy science
They're
teacher.
A little kooky.
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 So yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
I decided to play that because it just reminds me of light things.
I like it. I like it. It almost makes me want you to mix it into the beginning, the theme song for Gummy Bears.
How does that go?
Tale of exploring. Na 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 na. Whoever knows the words to this theme song, sing it with me, cause the gummy bear truths, gummy bears, right?
You don't know it more than I do. I do remember that, kind of, yeah. But you remember that more than I do. But yes, that's pretty cool.
I think probably zero people that are listening to this know about the gummy bears.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they do.
They're just like, the candy?
The candy? The candy? Gummy bear. Gummy bear.
Gummy bear juice.
Yeah. I used to love gummy bears when I was little. The candy. There was something about it. Yeah, that's why I don't eat that anymore. But there's something about gummy bears that are just so satisfying. I don't know what it is. It's because it's from the gummy bear from Germany.
Gummy bears. Oh, the harbor bears.
Yes, Haribo.
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 Haribo. Yeah, those are delicious.
You knew them. Okay. So I should be special needs. What is happening right now? I mean, I am. Okay, we're just not gonna.
Anyway. So remember what you're talking about, fortune?
Yeah.
You said there was two things that were coming through from the Duke Ellington channeling and reading, which was fortune, and there was another one. Is it?
What was the message? Listen, I gotta retain all this information. You can't expect me to just store it in and remember.
Neither can I.
Wait, what was it? Let's get to this question.
Well, that's why I'm asking you.
So it was fortune's what
it was,
else?
It was fortune, and then you mentioned something else that had to do with, I don't know if it was mind, body, soul. Maybe it's the dancing, but like the individualism, the being able to create. Yeah, let me see my notes here. Let's see what I got here. Intention is the fundamental energy to materialize. That's what I wrote. Your true intention will become manifest, no matter if you realize if it's holding a negative or positive frequency. So whatever you're trying to create is going to depend on your polarity. So if your subconscious mind is going into the deep realms of the darkness while you're trying to manifest.
This. I regret putting you on the mic right now. I regret it.
Then you're going to manifest what you don't want. So that's why you got to stay high, people, and control your subconscious mind. And I mean that with all seriousness, because this is science. Not kidding you.
Particles.
I swear to God.
I just got really lightheaded. Like I was getting choked out by a spirit. Oh, God. Okay. I love you. I honestly love you.
Don't have feelings of regret ever, anyone.
That's good. Okay, let's move it on. Here we go. With some music to keep an eye. Now I understand why I want to keep the music on.
It's your idea to talk.
It was. And I regret it. Just kidding.
don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is swing. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm every little thing you've got. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
Cool song anyways. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Miriam Merlin, Knight, the Boss Medium, and you know what time it is. It is message time. Ooh. Shambil, Shamazel, Incorporate. We're gonna do it. Come on, sing it. On your mark, get set, and go now. I had a feeling that we just... Sing it with me.
You made it bad.
No, you made it bad.
It's over. It's over. It's done. We're gonna make our dreams come true. We're gonna do it. There's no man that was in that. There's nothing we won't try. Never heard the word impossible. It's just a flow. Like, I can't stop it. Like, you do realize we are the multicultured. Vern and Shirley, we are the multicultured Broad City, and I hope it never, ever, no one ever sees it.
Oh man, I think they see it by accident.
Yeah.
And they like turn their heads.
Like, they pretend it's not happening. All right, let's get into the message. Duke Ellington, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your spirit. You know. Thank you. There's just the message was in the movement here. You guys didn't see what we were doing, but there was a lot of dancing. There was a lot of high vibrations on my part. There's a lot of, no, just kidding. You know your mic's on. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Oh,
holding
no,
back
my God,
now.
I'm so you, sorry. Your mic wasn't on. I'm so sorry.
See? Told you.
Did you need it?
I intuitively knew.
I'm just kidding. This was a great show. I'm really happy with it. I'm very happy with tonight and how tonight went. And this is, I can't even. So the message going in, I'm going to take a second. I already know what Duke's going to say, but I want to go actually really go in. Rub it together. Okay, so Duke, what is it exactly that you want to say right now on the air? Channeling.
We don't realize that a lot of manifesting that's done is done through the dance state. It's done through the movement state. But so that's why, you know, a lot of times we feel so good after we work out. Because, good, I am recording this. because what we're doing is we're putting ourselves in such a focused state, and we're putting, and the intention there is self-love and taking care of our body and taking care of our body temple and really putting that love in when we're working out, and we're doing that for our body. So there's a lot of manifesting, but when we take it up a notch and we take it to the next level where it's free, that's why the message of dance is so important, and we really need to listen, and we really need to. I don't know about you, but I danced in the Lionsgate portal on that day. I danced outside. I made sure to do that because I knew it was a strong manifester. But what he's saying is when we really go into those states of dance, it doesn't matter where you are. It really doesn't matter. That freedom of expression, that is the highest form of expressing the God self. That is the highest form, because every movement is new. Every movement is different. That is the closest expression visually that we have to understanding what the spirit looks like. Wow, this is such a powerful message. This is why he wanted to come in so much, because he was around during that time. He got to see this for himself when the country was in turmoil. During the Great Depression, during World War II, or during all of this, during a time where we needed so much hope, during, you know, everything with segregation, all of these things, especially with African Americans, especially with them becoming these musicians, it was huge for them in connecting with understanding that he's saying, we knew freedom. We knew what was happening. We could feel it. We knew what was in for us. We knew what was coming, and it was beautiful. It was glorious. And it's not, and this is a message for everyone to understand freedom, to understand that time where that music was so beautiful, so powerful, but it carried so much optimism. And we were feeling this. And when I was just like, I just want to continue to listen to this music, I kind of, you know, I just want, because it's so high. He was trying to bring us into that frequency of understanding what happens when you put yourself, like I was saying to Tasha, I was just like, I was smiling from ear to ear. It was so cheesy. It's like, how can you not make this expression listening to this? And he was there to witness it. He was there witnessing this miracle of human beings doing this. And he was saying, that's how we got through that. That's how we got through that time. This is how we got through this as individuals.
Yeah, they created a whole genre of music.
And it united
the
people.
Foundation it, of all American music.
Yes, the foundation. So when we talk about needing to dance, it's deeper than just, oh, it's to make you happy and it's to put you in a good mood. It's to really understand your manifestor facilities, your manifestor faculties, to really understand what you're doing when you're dancing and what you're doing with your manifestations and how much it's going to help. How much it's a buffer, how much it's a mediator, how much it is a foundation. Because what is manifesting? It's creating. What are we doing when we're dancing? We're creating moves. We're creating movement in the air. We're air bending. We are literally manipulating energy when we are dancing.
Yes. Yeah.
So he really wanted to come in to whoever's listening. And also too, I mean, this is a strong message about creating and being dancing, making music. This is very strong. That's coming in. Yeah. How important it is right now at this time to be creators through music right now. For some reason, this is, oh, it's Leo creating, creator.
Yeah, with the heart
creativity,
energy.
With the heart energy. Yeah. So that's why this is it's so potent to create. Please say what you need. I would love to hear
I'm
what
almost,
you're going to say.
It's slipping.
Take it away.
It had to do about manifesting. I know that this whole manifesting word is like so annoying to everyone by now, because I'm annoyed too, because I've been using it since 1908.
I'm just kidding.
But just kidding. I just got the message of why it's important right now. if you look around, you know, Mariah said pick it up. But the truth is like, look around. You have nothing else to do but create your reality. Because if you don't, if you don't, you're going to be in hell with everyone else.
Amen.
Like, if you pay attention to what is outside of you, what everyone else is creating, and it's not your dream world, stop doing that. You, like, all you have left, all we have left is our magnificence of our imagination. We are a nation of magicians. Work your magic, create what you want. And it goes beyond the material, okay? Yeah, you wanna finally afford the house, you wanna get the car, you wanna be able to pay your bills, that's great. But if you maintain your vision of having those things and being there and feeling it, be in the feeling vibration, life is good, I love you, I respect you, I honor you. Like, keep that frequency high and you will see all of your world just start changing right in front of your eyes. The other day I started like planning things for my business and I started getting really excited because I was like, yo, there's nothing out here like this right now. People need to gather and like support each other. And I just started getting all these ideas and I was like, oh, and then I can do this and then I can charge this and then I can like put those funds here, blah, blah. And then I found $2. Like, $2 are just laying in front of me. Like, so it's just like, it wasn't okay. It's not a lot of money, but it's a sign from the universe. Money just basically fell out of the air for me because of the frequency I was in.
Ooh.
So like, things like that can actually happen. And please believe in miracles. It's not even about believing in miracles. Like, to even say that sounds silly. We have to right now.
Yeah,
we have nothing else.
You have no choice, basically.
So if you want to not go into Armageddon.
If you don't want to be a part of The Walking Dead, zombie apocalypse.
I mean, there's plenty of video games for you to play with to do that. And that's why it's here. Good job, everyone. No, just saying that, why don't we create heaven on earth? Let's start creating heaven on earth.
Let's do that. Perfect. And thank you so much for the input. Highly appreciated. Just one last thing I think I wanted to cover with the vinyl of when we pulled the I think we got it with the individualism and mind and soul, body, mind and soul. So
wrap around.
So there's a strong, do you see the connection, individualism and making music? And making and dancing and music making and all of these things that are coming in from messages. Do you see how that all ties in together? It's an expression. It's very important. I'm getting I'm channeling right now from Duke and all the angels here. It's very important to express yourself right now, to express your truth, to express your creativity right now, because it is your protector. It's going to save you. It's like what you said. There is, unfortunately, an Armageddon going on. There's a lot of copy paste. There's a lot of things that you can replicate things very easily, right. But templates. You can't replicate spirit. You cannot replicate a feeling.
No.
So it's very important that you understand how precious you are when you walk into a room. It has nothing to do with what you look like or what clothes you're wearing, how flashy or whatever it is. It's always going to be what people feel. It's always going to be a feeling you give to people. And whatever it is, what are you leaving? What impression are you leaving? Are you leaving expansiveness, infinity? You know, as something to continuously build on, or are you leaving destruction,
right,
negativity? So we all carry that service within us. And so this is for the light workers. This is for everybody in service, this message of this good feeling and understanding that, yes, it is about helping you to be happy, but it's to understand, to really go into the depths of why it's important to spread your individuality, to spread, because it really does, it helps people and it guides them to their own light. It helps them to see their light. It helps them to say, to inspired, I want to do that. Right. I want to be me.
Because if we were all supposed to be the same, we'd all look the same. We'd all be just droids, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of turning into that, but you don't have to. Like, that's the test of being on earth as a spirit, is a spirit trying to fit into a body.
And I just got something. Duke is telling me that's what was happening during that time. That's why there was only certain individuals that were out. So do you understand? Like, there was like turmoil going on. There was World War II. There was the Great Depression. There was all this stuff happening in this country and everywhere else. But there were these individuals. Like, we had Duke Ellington. We had Shirley Temple. Mm. We had Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong. We had these entertainers that were out, that were like carrying the light for everyone, spreading all the actors in Hollywood. What were these movies about? They were all going off to war, but singing. And how did they manage to go off to war, fight in a war, and come back and dance on Hollywood and to spread light, spread love, spread, like, I'm getting emotional right now because it's like, how were they able to do this?
Because that was their job. That's the magic that they brought to the earth.
This is what's happening.
To inspire us for this day. Everything that we do leaves an imprint for the time that we're here on the earth, so that we can leave a message for the next to come, to inspire the next to come, because the years that are coming are going to be harder and harder to be free. So let's create a practice of being free, so that those who will not understand what it means, we can at least have we can leave the energy and the remembering through music, through the art, through your individualism, through what you leave behind.
Wonderful.
What you say to someone, and they never forget it.
So beautiful. Thank you. So we are just out of time. Thank you so much. Thank you, Tashi, for being on.
Thank you,
Mariah. And spreading the light and having fun. And just, this is just a blast. I loved it tonight. Thank you. And Infinite Spirit, thank you, angels. Thank you, Duke Ellington. Thank you for your soul. Oh, thank you. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Times Free From Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Mullen. I'm the Boston Medium. I love you so much. Have a beautiful night. Have a beautiful rest of your week, and I will see you probably Sunday. And so let's leave you with the Stevie Wonder tribute song to Duke Ellington. You know we have to do it like this.
I can feel it all over.
Good night.